O'clock. This is Wednesday, April 30th, 2025. Water Pollution Control Authority. It is the regular meeting at the Bolton Town Hall, both in live and Zoom. First order of business is public comment. Anyone wishing to address the board on a subject not on the agenda, this is the time. Yes, ma'am. And you have to just give us your name, so. And your address? Thank you.
Well, I want to address, you know, I think the solar is a heavy burden for my property. And because my property is a fairly, you know, like, you know, half is the roof. So we don't, you know, it's single occupancy. There's no washer dryer, almost half, and there's no, you know, there's no soap. So it's just single people. You know, then I've been charged that initially they asked 300,000. So then they not end up like 240 because of the calculation, but still that's a lot. And we've been charged for 24 units. And, you know, based on our meter, you know, we only use about the typical like four family use of the usage. The people come and go, you know, they lots of people don't work, you know, don't cook over there. And there's no facility of, you know, laundry, you know, there's nothing there. So then because, you know, between the electricity and the water bills, you know, it's outrageous, you know, for the, you know, like percentage of the, you know, like rent. So I'm hoping that I can give the calculation later on because I'm trying to put on the agenda that it wasn't that that I'm hoping to kind of get,
to the
you know, like more realistic, you know, calculation,
you
more sustainable. You know, because especially when everything is one shot, you know, I don't really put
it. No special meeting.
So when I pay the, you know, I use my, you know, like retirement account to pay the majority of it, you know, still like as they go back, you know, 10 years. To, you know, for the 10 years bill and calculate interest, to me that was not fair because I paid every time, you know, people send me the bill. I try my best. Then those things I, you know, I consider is a heavy burden for every person. You know, I did my best. There's still a little bit balance, but you know, like I would say, 75-80% paid. But you know, the one shot, like I said, I was in shock. So I'm hoping, because it's not on the agenda this time. So I'm hoping I'll come back one more time to put on the agenda. So, you know, hopefully, you know, can give me a little bit more, you know, like relief on that, you know, more, you know, so sustainable. So
thank
I will not take too much time.
Okay, does everybody know the property we're talking about?
It's a letter on page two.
Okay, you got it. All right. So, to be fair to you, I think the board would have to really go back, look at the history and before we would, I think, consider making any decision. At least that's my stance on it. And even though we have your letter here, not on the agenda, I think it's something that we would like to look at prior to discussing it, whether we agree, disagree, or any action that's to be taken. So. My recommendation to the board is that you have requested for us to look at it, so we can deal with that request at a special meeting, unless the board wants to deal with it now. I don't think we have enough information to really do it.
Yeah,
I think you need one of the town inspectors to go in there and just count everything up for us too.
It's not about the county; it's more like you know, we have meters. You know, it's installed. So, you know, like I don't have problem with you know, with accounting. You know, that's accurate. You know, it's more like, you know, for the real usage versus you know, versus being charged.
That's not how it works. Well,
right.
we can't really go back and forth. We got to stop. But we have to. We can discuss later if we want to put this on an agenda as an agenda item. But I think if we do it, I'd really like either the building official to go in and do some counting.
Fire marshal did.
One or the other.
Fire marshal did, yes.
He did do it too?
He did. We have an accurate count.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
All right, good.
That will help.
Yeah.
Just so you know, because the real usage is very common.
Yeah, for everybody's benefit, we just want to make sure we have all the right data before we make a decision on it.
Yeah, it's accurate. I'm not about that. It's just, so I'll not take everybody's time.
Yeah.
Maybe like.
No, that's quite all right. But that's, so just for the board's benefit, for us to really make a decision, we just want to look into it a little deeper and bring it up on a special meeting so we can discuss it and
awesome.
Based on that, we
I'll submit the data, we have all the records.
Yeah.
So we submitted, so that would not take everybody public meeting time. I think that was enough. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Anyone else under public comment? If not, we'll go on to item 3, which is approval of our minutes. You don't have to hang around here if you'd like to leave.
Cheryl has your hand up. Cheryl has her hand up.
Cheryl, I didn't see your hand. I didn't see the yellow.
That's okay. Well, I have my hand up too.
The light washed it out.
I know. Did she have a formal letter of for us to look at what she's talking about, or she just came to the meeting and discussed it now?
We received a letter today.
Oh, you got a letter. Okay. Thank you.
But the letter came too late for it to be an agenda item for this
got
meeting.
It. Okay.
And Cheryl, with that in mind, we didn't have enough time to get, data out to all the members for us to be making any sort of decision.
I agree we should table it and discuss it.
No, that's why.
Well, so it's not on agenda. We don't have to do anything on it.
Yeah, we don't have to do anything.
So,
it's true.
You got it. All right. So moving on to item 3, which is approval of our minutes, which is of the January 29th regular meeting. I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
So moved.
As presented. Motion's made, Mr. Hayes. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you. Motion made, second. Any discussions? Yes.
I was voting yes.
No.
I was participating in different answers.
Oh, no, I'm not moving it that quick. Okay.
Yeah, I got it.
If no discussion, all in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay.
I'm going to abstain.
I abstain. I wasn't
there. 2 abstentions.
There.
We're not there at the meeting.
Right.
Item 4, consider an act on, we actually, the budget, this is when we actually act on it, even at the, we did kind of act on it during the hearing, even though that doesn't stand, we have to act on it now.
Correct. Okay. So I'll make the same motion I did previously to approve the budget fiscal year 2025 and 2026 as presented.
Second.
And Mayor seconded. Since nobody had a discussion before, I'm assuming no one has any discussions on it, then all in favor?
Aye.
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 And it passes unanimous. Item 5, which is consider an act on the proposed revision to the sewer use regulations. Section 5.5 to ensure compliance with the state, is it an ordinance or statute?
Statute.
Statute, 7-258.
So I'm assuming they did that, this is an amendment to the state statutes that was adopted in this past January, correct, Jim?
I think that's accurate. And this comes from Terry over in Vernon, who does our collections. And she just wants our regulations to align with
the state statute. Which they should.
What did they change?
I beg your pardon?
What did they change?
It's the date. It's the date.
It's the dating.
In here?
Yeah. It's like the last page.
Yeah, Terry explained it pretty well.
Yeah.
Delinquent charges. Oh, yeah.
You remember now?
No, I remember.
Okay.
Yeah, that's easy.
So you're making that motion, Mr. Mayor?
I'll make the motion.
That's it.
Motion?
Second.
Second. Approve the changes as recommended. Motion's made and seconded. All in favor? Or any discussion? Yes, sure.
No discussion. I was.
Oh, you're voting already.
I was doing a Rich. I was doing a Dick.
She's trying to be efficient.
All in favor of the motion, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. All right. Item 6, which is new business. Discuss possible act on sewer fees, suspensions, request for Wendy Padula, which is 78 Linwood Drive, Vernon. So, Jim, you want to?
Yeah.
I did. It's not working.
John, can you hear us?
He's on mute, John.
I can hear you. Yep.
Okay, good.
There he is.
All right, we're just checking the three people that were muted.
Yep, I can hear.
Thank you.
And before we go any further, I want to appoint Jim to fill the vacancy of, he's not here tonight.
I think we're all here. Wait a minute.
No, we have one Vernon member missing.
Oh,
we got John.
John's on the screen.
You have one other that doesn't make it. So that's
what's that?
You have three guys.
One.
Yeah.
Crop does is
no. No.
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's no other. So I'm just having Jim fill the other vacancy.
That's fine.
All right. So Jim, want to just give a quick.
So the house, I believe, has been torn down,
right.
And the grinder pump isn't connected. So they're simply requesting that the sewer use bill be suspended until the grinder pump gets reconnected to a new home.
I would like to us for to think about how we want to deal with these, because in the future there'll probably be some too. I understand we charge a flat fee, but the flat fee doesn't only pay for the usage; it pays for any of the administrative stuff. So I think we should really divide out what that fee is, and what we can do is we can eliminate like just the usage portion, and still keep the other one. It's still a deal, but you know I think we're. They should, if you have the use of it, you should still be paying that one portion of it.
So similarly, I'm going to comment on that with the MDC. If a property has service going to it,
mm-hmm.
the customer still pays for that.
That portion.
Having that connection there, not the actual usage. So
right.
Do they pay full cost or just a portion? Is it prorated in some way?
Right. So exactly what he was saying, yeah. Where, you know, there's a usage fee and then like a service
fee. The service fee, yeah.
So even if there's no house on the property and there's still a service to the property that is.
So do we have that broken out or no?
I don't think we're doing that.
Can we,
sure.
Can we approve it just for the service fee and then you guys figure out what that is?
We can.
And then just charge the service portion of it?
And. When we do that, we should use that establishment as our method going forward.
Actually, before we even do that, can we push this off until the next meeting and talk to Terry first?
Sure.
To make sure we are able.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That. Yeah. Oh, I forgot about that little component.
Okay. Yeah. We don't want to mess this whole thing up. And
no.
And being able to pick up when they reconnect to make sure it goes right. Back.
Well, that's where, you know, and Vernon Building Department and our building department are pretty good about that.
Yeah.
But that's what the other thing is, they also have to come to us for reconnection, right? And mm-hmm. Our engineer actually has to go out and inspect mm-hmm. the reconnection. So we're usually pretty aware when
right.
the reconnection happens. And town engineer gives us a memo that says he's approved it and that would automatically resume the billing.
So Jim, let's assume for a minute that, you know, you consult with Terry and she, please, everything's okay, no problem. Can you prepare an amendment to our bylaws?
We probably should do that.
Right.
Yeah.
As part of the next meeting so that, you know, draft it and then we would review it.
Yeah, we want to review it and then we'd have to have a public hearing on
right.
it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, this is the time to do it,
right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
you're going to table. You're going to table this for a future meeting.
Table it to our next meeting, and for us to establish a policy to go forward with the disconnecting and reconnecting.
Right. So if somebody can reach out to her and. Let her know.
Yeah,
we don't have a policy to do that. Right. We're going to make one.
We'll send her an email. She responds pretty quickly.
Okay, good.
I want to move the table.
Second.
Yeah. Okay, Rich did. You second it. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay.
Unanimous.
Okay. Now we're on some new ones. Consider an act on the EDU request for 21-31 Vernon Road. And what's in your packet? New connections, Jim?
Yes.
Everything in there, the plans of
and an approval memo from the Eastern Highlands Health District that says that they approved it, the sewer, the septic plant.
Right.
And that should meet the requirements of the sewer avoidance policies.
With that, all our requirements have been met. So I think the motion would be in order to approve.
It would be one EDU,
one EDU.
To family residence.
Right. And the address is 21-31?
I don't think it has an established.
Does it have it? Oh, there. Yes, sir.
Is that a duplex?
So I probably defer to Andrew. I'm James Reed. I'm the owner.
Oh, yeah.
The property's located between 21 and 31 Vernon Road.
Yeah. So you don't have a number
it's
yet?
It's a vacant lot.
25, Bobby.
Oh, is it 25?
I'm just looking it up.
We're somewhere along the way. So.
Okay. All right.
My family proposes to build a small
right
cottage
yeah.
on that property.
Yeah. No, the data was well laid out, but okay. We just wonder if it did have a specific number yet.
No.
It'll be the property located between 21 and 31 Vernon Road.
Block number on this.
Yeah.
It probably is on the map. You can use that.
I can't read it. I mean, my eye.
The engineer is here. He's going to probably read something a little larger.
Okay. There you go. Andy, what's the number?
I brought the brand new over here.
5, lot 9, Matt. Parcel ID 1153.
5, lot 9.
Lot 9.
What's the PD?
1153.
Thank you. Okay. Did you make that motion or? Or am I doing
it? I was going to make the motion, but why don't you read the
okay?
You make the motion with the numbers.
Correct. I'll move to approve the request for the additional EDU for map 5, lot 9, parcel ID of 1153 in the town of Fulton on Vernon Road.
That's it.
Second.
Motion was made, seconded. And it's for one EDU.
That's what I said. One, I didn't think I said that in the motion.
Okay.
One EDU.
I want to make sure I heard it right. Okay. Any comments? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. You're all set, sir.
Thank you very much, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Item 6C, which is consider an act on the EDU request for 7 Beechwood Road, Vernon. In the packet is also... In that one, the plans and approvals for a septic system on that one. So they have gone through the same process.
Mm-hmm.
And
we did confirm that it is in the sewer service area.
Because it's really close, isn't it?
It's close, yeah.
I looked it up on Google Earth last
right
night
there.
And I said to myself, this is tight.
Yep, we checked.
Okay. And they've got Eastern Highlands approval.
No, not from Eastern Highlands. It's North Central.
That's North Central. That's
wrong. Wrong town, right? That's
my similar memo, different health district.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So everybody's saying that one too.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So everything's in order, right, Jim?
It is.
Okay.
Is it this gentleman that just looked at me?
It is.
Eric, is this your application?
Yeah, yes, it is. I'm Eric.
Okay.
Good.
You have anything to add, sir?
No, I don't. Sounds like it's going well.
Let's see, Eric.
Good answer.
All right. So I'll make a motion to approve the request for one EDU for 7 Beechwood Road in Vernon, Connecticut. That's it.
Second.
Motion's made second. Do I see any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously.
Aye.
All right.
You're all set.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Eric.
All right. Is that it?
That's it.
Okay.
Thanks, guys. Okay.
So nice to see you, man.
You too.
Thanks a lot.
Item 6D is consider an act on the bond release for the Laurelwood subdivision.
So I'm a little confused by this. I need a little clarity, and I'm sorry. But, Jim, so... This is the release for the public portion of the sewer, correct?
Yes. But so you have a you had a contractor
yes.
who posted the initial bond.
I remember.
And they wanted to be released from that, if you remember.
I do.
And we put some conditions on that.
We did.
And that was a that the builder post a cash bond, which he has done.
Yes.
And that the attorney that represents the sewer authority put liens on the remaining property so that we were insured to get our benefit assessment. And that's been done.
So there are three left. Is that correct or not?
Somewhere. Yeah, I think that's about right.
Okay.
It's either three or four, but yes, I believe that's correct.
Okay.
And so all of those conditions have met. The town engineer is actually here who's done inspections there.
I mean,
so if you have if you have questions, he might be able to.
So, Joe, where are we on this thing? Are you recommending that we release this bond or not?
I release the bond. This is for the main line.
Yeah, that's what I
thought. It's been in for a few years now.
Yeah.
It's been all inspected and tested.
Okay.
It's fine. They still have some laterals left to have drill, not the individual house connections, which actually one was just done today. My inspector was out there. So
you're bonding for those separately?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. And we've had zero calls for service.
Good.
Okay.
Well, I like that better.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. So I'll move to release it.
Second.
Motion is made second to release the bond for Laurelwood subdivision as requested. Any additional comments? If not, all in favor?
I have a question.
Oh, yes.
I have a question. Is this releasing the bond for one, the property that's up and running, or all three?
No, that's for the main sewer line.
That's for the main line in the street. If
thank
not
you.
For any, not for any of the non-hookups, no.
Okay, thank you. I agree.
Okay. Again, all in favor?
Aye.
And motion passes unanimously. Okay, moving on to the good stuff. Item 7, which is pending business. Collection enforcement through tax sales.
We got an email. I don't know if anybody else have this, or Sue Ellen may have added it to the packet today, but we got an email from Terry today. She heard from Attorney Cohen, and the property that was located, I think the only one that was left was 1075 Boston Turnpike in Bolton.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And they have paid all of their fees to Attorney Cohen.
Oh, wow.
Okay,
so
good.
That tax sale will no longer be moving forward.
All right.
Good.
You see what happens.
That's good to hear.
It is good to hear.
Yeah. It is. It's the best.
Do we have any more out there?
There was a couple in Vernon, but I think those got taken care of. I think this is the last one.
All right, perfect.
This is it. I mean, I thought
there was only one in Vernon that got recently resigned.
I think there were two originally, and one got paid,
yeah.
And there was still one that was hanging out there, and then they got caught up,
okay,
or made a payment plan and got caught up,
mm-hmm.
And then this was the last one.
Thank you.
That's good. That's really good news.
Well, thank you to Terry for being diligent and handling this stuff, because that's really important.
She is an eagle eye in this stuff.
She's good.
I give her credit.
And you know, she doesn't just take the property. She goes out of her way to let these people know.
Yeah,
you're all out of time. If you get to this point, you can't turn back.
Right.
And she keeps all of the information that she sends. I mean, mm-hmm. when I've asked her about something, I get way more information from her than I would necessarily ask for. I mean, she keeps copies of every notice she sends, and she is, she does the same process for every person every time.
Yep.
Okay. On to item 7B, which is discussion on the refund process when needed.
And this is also her request.
Yep.
Yeah. And which we may end up having to use for the one the property we just talked about. So, we take ours to the council every time when we want a refund on taxes, but this is not taxes.
Right.
So I think really it should be simple.
I'm sorry. I don't understand the issue. Can you help me understand?
Somebody overpays.
Oh. Okay.
We got to refund them. We don't have a process to do that.
How often does that happen?
Rare.
Okay.
Rare. But if it does, and like this person we were just talking about, we're going to hold off meeting. And if we want to refund, how do we do it?
Right.
We don't address
so there's
it.
Nothing, there's nothing in our bylaws that says anything about any refunds.
Okay. I think the way I wouldn't mind putting in there, and I think we have to have a public hearing, and if we do, we can add these two together next time.
Right.
But I think we can keep it pretty simple that, you know, if the refund is seen as necessary, that, you know, you can make the decision and then it comes to us with
as a report.
Let us know as a report in the next right. meeting. But I mean,
is that how you do it in Vernon today?
Our council actually votes to refund taxes, but taxes that's and taxes. Fees are two.
Yeah, that's the council, and this is a sewer authority.
This is a sewer authority,
right?
But if we don't have a meeting for 3 months,
we established it for the Vernon WPCA that they vote on it.
They do vote on it.
Yeah, they do vote on it.
But you meet monthly.
Yes.
If we don't meet for three months,
and sometimes we cancel the meetings,
right?
Because we just don't have a lot of business.
I think if we we're not going to have a lot of them.
No, we won't.
But if we do, we can handle it.
We can do it administratively.
That's how I feel we should do it.
I agree.
And then it comes back to us, and we can talk about it at our next meeting.
Can there be like a dollar threshold? Like if it's under a certain amount, like.
We do that
in my office, but you know, you could sign for a certain amount of money, and then after that, it's got needs an up signature.
We could say like 500. Or even less. I mean,
the numbers can't be high.
I can't imagine
they,
that.
They can't be. I don't think they'll ever be high. But why don't we just set a number at 500?
Yeah. Okay. I wrote it down.
Okay.
Good.
So,
not a bad idea.
We'll draft it next meeting, we'll have a hearing on it so we can hear and then follow up with a meeting. And this time, I'll be here for the hearing.
And if there's any controversy, obviously, I wouldn't do it administratively. I'd bring it to us.
Right.
No matter how long it is, but I don't think we'd ever be at that point.
No.
So.
You know, you can do it two ways. I'll think about this. You can have it that the authority can authorize Jim to deal with any and all items. 500 and under, the authority would then have to vote on anything above 500. I mean,
you want to make that returns because I spend way more than that all the time.
Just returns.
We're talking returns.
Yeah. We're just talking this returns. Is a returns policy.
This is a return
policy. That's all. Yeah. And it's just for the people, the residents.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Moving on.
And moving on to the executive session. So we're going to have to...
Is Richard coming on?
I texted him 5 minutes ago.
Barber, our counter, sewer authority attorney.
Let me call him and see if he answers the call. We are ready for you to join, sir. All right, great. Thanks. And who on screen is staying and who on screen is going?
I don't know who the leader is.
I believe that was the applicant for Vernon Rhodes.
Well, who are we fighting into executive session is the real question.
Well, John will be on it because he's
and
Cheryl.
Cheryl.
Our engineer,
Mr. Dillon,
and that's it.
And Robson,
and Tom Turner. Rob. Sure, and Rob.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So there's just one that has to.
As soon as he logs in.
Good job. There we go.
I've done that part before.
You did great. I had a hard enough
time. You got the meeting started.
I had a hard enough time getting it started.
You did.
I needed a consult down the table. A bit, so anyway.
When he called, it picked up. Luckily, I muted the old shit response.
Okay.
We muted.
We're all sitting in the
recording room.
Yeah. Pause. You can go ahead and
go
into executive session.
We need a motion to move into executive session to discuss matters of the possible extension of the sewer line with the town of Coventry to include town attorney, town engineer,
Rob
head of the, as a head of the
Vernon
Sewer.
Mayor made the motion. Mr. Hayes second. All in favor?
Aye.
We are in executive session at 7:31.
Let me pause the recording.
All in favor?
Just say that
you can't do a vote on
that. We've come out of executive session at 7:59.
I'll report back. Take care, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Ladies.
Thank you, sir.
Good to see everyone.
Item 9 is a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
And we are adjourned at
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
Thank you, guys.
If you want this is your sign-in sheet for tonight.
Thank you.
There you go.